5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And joining us right now, high energy Cal Thomas. Cal, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. You got all these quality people on there, and now me, and it's just another example of how standards are falling everywhere.
No, it's like a baseball lineup. You got to lead with a good bat, and Cal's here.
Oh, boy, I hope we do that with Trey Turner today. He hadn't gotten a hit yet.
No, we need that, yes.
Well, let's talk about sports. Let's go to the NFL, though, and let's talk about Roger Goodell, who wrote a letter yesterday to all 32 league owners regarding the protest during the national anthem. It sounds like Roger Goodell is going to put his foot down finally and say no more of the anthem protests.
Well, it's about time. I mean, he's kind of like some of these Hollywood types who are finally coming out against Harvey Weinstein. I know we're going to get to that in a minute. But look, they had a rule book. They have a rule book at the NFL, and it's very specific on players standing for the national anthem, facing the flag. It even says you're to hold your helmets in your left hand and demonstrate respect. Those rules have been violated for weeks now, and the NFL has done absolutely nothing about it. Good for Jerry Jones of the Dallas Cowboys. I don't say that very much about the Dallas Cowboys, anything good, but he just said, look, if you don't stand, you don't play. I think the message is getting around, and also the message is getting around more powerfully because the ratings are down. Monday Night Football had, I think, their lowest rating in years, and people aren't watching and are going to the games. You know, these things are habit forming. You buy into your team, you buy the gear, you go to the games, you pay for the overpriced beer and hot dogs, and if they start insulting you in middle America and the flag and patriotism and your country, despite what they say, you're going to lose the habit and do something else.
You know, don't you think one of the most offensive things here is that the NFL has spent so long wrapping itself in the flag, making itself one of the quintessential American sports, saying that it represents all things America, and then the very performers who are supposed to go on stage for us get down there and they all take a knee on the American flag. Isn't that like one of the worst parts of this?
It is, Vince. And, you know, again, just like some of the politicians, they forget flyover country. They live in their little bubbles in New York or Los Angeles. They hang out with their rich and famous friends. They don't really connect with the people who pay the bills. And somebody said to me, I was on a show the other day, and they said, well, how about the First Amendment rights to protest? I said, sure. They could lie face down on the field if they want during the national anthem. Perfectly right to do it. But I also have my own rights. I have the right not to watch. I have the right not to buy a ticket. I have a right not to pay for the concessions and the overpriced parking. That's my right, too. And millions of Americans are exercising their rights. And that's what's got Roger Goodell and the NFL concerned.
I want to see if you can answer this question for me. I feel a lot of people, I don't think, can have clarity on it. But why is it that these guys seem more concerned, as you said, with the opinions of their rich and famous friends rather than the market forces, that they could stand to actually, you know, make a lot more money if they didn't tick off their entire audience?
Well, everybody likes to be liked, Vince. I mean, you know, this is why we have ratings and radio and television. You want people to tune in. You don't want to be insulted all the time. And you have your circle of friends. I think one of the Murdoch boys, one of Rupert Murdoch's sons, I can't remember which one, was quoted by Variety once is saying that he was embarrassed being among his friends who are always knocking him for his association with Fox News. They're liberals, of course, and they're secularists, and they don't like anything that's conservative, and so it makes him feel uncomfortable. This is the attitude. I mean, you're surrounded by the white wine and brie set in the Cleveland Park here in D.C., Upper East Side in New York, Beverly Hills in California, and you want to be liked by your friends, so you try not to do anything that will make them dislike you.
Yeah, when liberalism's your religion, I guess this is how you do your tithing.
That's right.
Okay. Anyway, interesting. Well, let's move on to some other issues here. Harvey Weinstein. You've got Harvey Weinstein. Why don't I just say the name Harvey Weinstein and then say Cal Thomas, go.
Yeah, well, it's been a joke. He's taken off in a private plane for rehab in Europe. I think he should have taken Bill Clinton with him. I think that would have been helpful. Here's Hillary putting out a statement trashing Harvey Weinstein after all these wonderful things she said about him over the years. She never put out a statement on Bill, of course, who did some of the same things that Harvey is alleged to have done and probably did, given all the evidence and the people who are now on the record saying it. But she now puts out a statement about Weinstein. And all these people who are now coming forward, Angelina Jolie and Gwyneth Paltrow and these other stars, where were they before? This stuff's been going on for years. Everybody knew about it. Here's Lindsay Lohan today. Now, there's somebody we haven't heard from in a while. Speaking from her home in Dubai. Dubai? What is she doing in Dubai? She said she says that people should stand by Harvey and that his wife, who has now announced she's going to file for divorce, gee, I wonder what the grounds will be, she should stand by her. Well, now, wait a minute. This takes us back to the 60 Minutes interview with Hillary Clinton saying that she's not going to be a Tammy Wynette stand by your man type. You can't make this kind of stuff up, guys.
Well, maybe Lindsay Lohan's just really good at assimilating into the culture she arrives in. She's in Dubai now, so it's kind of okay. I mean, sexual harassment, whatever. Remember she picked up an accent for no reason a couple years ago?
Yeah, I'm not sure she really knows she's in Dubai after all those drugs she took.
Harvey, we were just discussing the calls to return the money that all these organizations, whether they're politicians or a college, should return, quote unquote, return the money that Harvey Weinstein has donated to them over the decades. What do you think about that?
That's not going to happen. I don't know of anybody who has done it. I'd be asking a politician to give money back, whether it be to taxpayers or a donor, is like asking a kleptomaniac to give back what he just stole from the local convenience store. Isn't going to happen.
But where are they going to give it? Where would you give it to? That's my question. Where do you give it to? The Democrats are going to donate it to liberal organizations, which is really not doing anything. I just don't understand what you do with the money.
You're right. They're going to give it to liberal organizations like Planned Parenthood and maybe the ACLU and others. It's basically the same thing. All the money's fungible. They're all in this together. It doesn't matter if you give it back to a donor or a organization or an activist group that the donor would otherwise have contributed to. It's all the same thing.
Well, when we get rocked by cultural events, we like to be rocked by your analysis, and you did it yet again. Thank you, Cal Thomas.
Well, bless you guys, and Mary, I want to talk to you later about the spoon and the cat food.
Oh, man, that's a tease.
Her Facebook page is some of the best reading in Washington, let me tell you.
All right,
thank you.
Everyone's got some homework now. Thanks, Cal.
Bye.
6:44 here on W.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.